with me to Luke 2 this morning. We're going to keep the little ones back today, so I will try and keep it brief. Notice I said try. I'm going to do my bestest. We want to talk about salvation this morning. We want to give you an opportunity this morning to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior if you have not already done that. The Spirit of the Lord is strong in here this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Just agree with me real fast in prayer. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Lord, we need you. We need you. We are nothing without you. Please anoint your messenger, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for blessing this congregation. Thank you, Father, for blessing each and every church that preaches your gospel, Lord. In these last days, in these last hours, Lord, thank you for that army that you're raising up, that you're building up, for your anointing on this youth, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We just ask right now, Lord God, that this congregation, this group, this body, Lord, will be a church that hungers and thirsts for righteousness, Lord, because we know that you will fill us up, Lord. Let this year be the year that we give it all, that we sell out. Lord God, we sell out for you. Thank you, Father, that we realize there is no one like you. There is nothing like you, that nothing is as important as having you in our lives and letting you be the Lord and leader of all we do. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious, and holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so today we're talking about salvation. Oh, Father God, you are good. You are good. Luke 2 and verse 10, we're going to jump right in the middle of this thing going on with the shepherds. Okay, remember the shepherds? We talked about them last week. They were these blue-collar workers, little social standing, little influence, little to no chance of advancement. And these shepherds in particular, this is the bottom of the barrel right here. These are the, not that they weren't respected, you just didn't pay them much mind. They just did their thing, you know what I mean? But this was the night shift shepherds right here. So that they spent their lives, you know, it was a lonely life. They were alone most of the time. It was them and the sheep, you know. That was their thing, man. That's what they did. Amen. So these shepherds are out there, out in the field, out there in the pastures in the outskirts of Bethlehem, and God's glory shines all around them. Amen. Talking about how God is no respecter of persons, and God cares and loves for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter how rich you are, who your daddy was, or who your mama was, or what kind of education you have, or what's in your pocket, or where you stayed last night. You see what I'm saying this morning? But God loves us all. He cares about what you're going through. When in doubt, you can look right here. Just open up the Bible and begin to read. You see where God cares about the people. Amen. But just look right here in this nativity story where you have these shepherds out there in this lonely existence in the middle of the night, where God just shines his glory down on them and uses this group of normal folks like you and me to spread his good news. Amen. God is a wonderful God, a loving God who cares about what we're going through. Amen. So let's not get caught up in, you know, in focusing on the Joneses and how they got a better car than you, or a fancier place than you, or how come sister so-and-so's health is so much better than mine, and all this sort of stuff where Satan wants to come in and drive a wedge in a church and bring distraction and discouragement into your homes. We want to rebuke that nonsense this morning, amen, and realize that God loves each and every one of us, and he has a plan for each and every one of us, and he cares deeply about each and every one of us, amen. So God's glory falls down on these shepherds, and they are just blown away, you know, by this experience. And they have never seen anything like this, where the angel's talking to them. And raise your hands if you've ever seen anything like this. I'm not raising my hand because I've seen anything like that, even though I said raise your hand if you've seen anything like that. I'm just saying, none of us have ever seen anything like this. Now, keep in mind, Jesus... God did not reveal his plan to Joseph in that way. An angel ministered to him in a dream, but it wasn't like this. You know what I mean? Mary, the same way, an angel ministered to her, but it wasn't like this. This grand, amazing thing where the light, the world, the dark night just explodes with God's glory. Amen. And there's this angel giving them the good news, and they're just blown away. I'm here to tell you this morning that God cares about you, and he wants you to realize that you are important to him. Amen. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." Let's look at that "fear not" real fast. I'm here to tell you this morning that if you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, your heart is going to be gripped with fear from time to time. Okay, that's just how it is. Well, that's not true, Paul. You need to do your research, because my neighbor, you know, he ain't fearful. He's doing just fine. Listen, without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you are all alone, if you're not self-medicating in some way, shape, or form, your heart will be gripped with fear. Fear of the unknown. You see what I'm saying? Fear of tomorrow. Fear of my future. The unbeliever, I promise you, does question, what's going to happen to me when I die? Amen? We repress the truth. We suppress the truth. We want to deny the truth as an unbeliever. But when it's all still and it's on quiet, amen, they hear that voice, because God pleads with them just like he pleaded with me and you. Amen. But without the Lord Jesus Christ, guess what? We're going to have fear in our hearts. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. Us as Christians, we can flirt with fear, can we not? I mean, we get fearful from time to time. But see, we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And as a member of that family, we have that privilege, that blessing of coming to the Lord and say, "God, I am fearful. I am fearful. I'm stressing out right now." You know what I mean? And he gives me peace. You see what I'm saying? But see, the angel says, "Fear not. Fear not." Well, if you don't want to have fear in your heart, if you want to be able to run to the Lord and receive that peace, then I would invite you this morning, run to the Lord and receive that peace. Amen. Because you're not going to have, you are going to live in fear of the unknown, of the future, unless you have that relationship with Jesus Christ. Because just like the unbeliever, we have no clue what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know we win. We know that God wins. We know that he's in control, and whatever he allows to happen is going to be for his glory and for our maturity. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." Great joy. The Lord has great joy. Just like he's delivering this joyful news to the shepherds. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can be full of joy. Amen. We can rejoice in the Lord always. Are you with me this morning? Because I am in that relationship with Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? No matter what I'm going through, as his child, if I focus on him and his goodness, guess what? I can have joy. Amen. I'm not talking about happiness because of the circumstances or what's going on around me. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, Rachel got me the perfect present. Happy, happy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that no matter what's going on in my life, because I have a relationship with Jesus Christ and I know he is my Father, I can have that joy. I can have that peace. I can have that contentment because I know my Father loves me and he's in control. Amen. Is God good? All right. Is he good? I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Listen, let us rejoice this morning that Jesus Christ came for all people. Amen. We can be full of joy this morning, okay? Maybe you don't have enough money to put gas in your car this week. Maybe you're all stressed out because of the Christmas holidays and you got to eat dinner with so-and-so or such-and-such, and you guys just don't get along, especially since the election went down, and you just don't really want to deal with it. Amen. We can have joy this morning, okay, because Jesus Christ came for all people. Amen. There's no bigger blessing than that. You know what I mean? He didn't just come for the Hebrews. Can we give him some glory this morning? That's great news, man. That is the good news right there. That's some good news. Can I get a witness? That he came for a bunch of lost and lonely Gentiles, as well as the nation of Israel. Amen? It's God good. For unto you, verse 11, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Okay, I want to talk to two groups of people this morning. I want to talk to those who have already accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I'm willing to bet, and not that I'm a betting man, but I'm willing to bet that most of us in here have already accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay, but I want to talk to you guys as well this morning. I'm talking to me this morning. We love Jesus. We have a personal relationship with Jesus. But what a glorious day today can be when we call out to the Lord as His children and say, Lord God, I have fallen short in this year. I have not been the son that I should have been or the daughter I should have been for you, Lord God, and I just repent right now. Lord God, in this upcoming year, I just want to go all out for you, Lord Jesus. Can I get a witness this morning? I can't help it. I'm a little excited, man. I'm feeling Jesus. I'm feeling Jesus' power. Amen. So I just want to pass that on to you guys, man. Just be blessed this morning. Be encouraged. So listen, we've all fallen short, amen, as His children. Maybe we haven't gained as much of a relationship as the Lord would like for us to have had in the last 3, 6, 5, but today can be a day at the closing of this year and the starting of a new one where we can make a commitment that this is the day that I'm going all in, amen. So I want to talk to you this morning, but also I want to talk to those people that have not made that decision today. This is the day. What a wonderful day on Christmas Eve, 1987. Just saying if you're still awake. Christmas Eve, 2016, that you would make that commitment. You know, because I got news for you, unbeliever, and I love you, and Jesus loves you, and this church loves you, and we're glad and we're honored that you're here, and I don't know where anybody's heart is this morning, amen, but if the Holy Spirit is tugging on you and pulling on you, we are ready to rejoice with you this morning, amen. All heaven's getting ready to rejoice with you if you're ready to make that commitment. I know the Lord is ready to make that commitment, and this is the day, for unto you is born this day. You see that? Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Let's not put it off for another day. Well, Paul, I appreciate your sentiment, okay? But I'm a good guy. Yeah, raise your hand if you ever heard that before. Yeah. Compared to what? There she is. Everybody give Rachel Grace a round of applause. Oh, my goodness. We got some cute ones in here, don't we? Oh, we praise you. We worship you. You say to me, I'm a good guy. I've said it myself. But look, what are we comparing ourselves to, right? Because the standard is perfection. The standard is Jesus Christ. And guess what? You don't compare. You don't match up. Okay? Each and every individual has fallen short. We've all broken God's law. Amen. We all need that gift of salvation. What a wonderful day if we would just give our lives to the Lord this morning. Isaiah 59 and verse 2. See, we have a problem. We have a sin problem. And when we have a sin problem, guess what? Guess what? We cannot spend eternity with the Lord. Does that make sense? Heaven is a perfect place. God is a perfect, holy, and righteous, and just God. You see what I'm saying? And He does not wink at our sin. I'm talking to the believer this morning. I'm talking to myself as well. He's not cool with your sin. You know what I'm saying? He's not cool. He's not cool with that. Amen? But to that person that hasn't made that decision this morning, we have a problem. We have a real problem, a sin problem. And that sin problem has separated us from our Lord. Amen? It doesn't matter what grandma did. If grandma was a Christian, that's great. And that's good news because you will get to see grandma one day. But see, the Lord God, Jehovah, doesn't have grandchildren. Okay? And you don't get grandfathered in. And just because you were raised in the church does not mean you're saved. Okay? I'm talking to the little ones this morning because you're not too young. If you understand what I'm saying this morning, then today would be a great day to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen? But your iniquities, that's our sins, but your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. See, that's a problem right there. If you're wanting to spend all eternity in the Lord's presence, which far outweighs that eternity, amen? Amen? And let me just let you know right now, heaven's not going to be boring. It's going to be awesome. It's the place we want to be. Amen. We need to be excited about that, and we need to have a burden for a lost and dying world, church. As we get into this new year, let's not drop the ball. I'm not saying you haven't been witnessing, But I'm saying let's be about our Father's business. Amen. We talked about that a week or so ago or something like that. But your iniquities, your sins have made a separation between you and your God. I'm a good person. Maybe compared to your neighbor, but not compared to the standard, not compared to the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that's our standard. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. This is our paycheck. This is what we get for just living our selfish, unsaved, unrepentant life. You can be an absolutely good, great person that people like to be around, but if you never make that decision, do you hear what I'm saying this morning? If you never, ever, ever make that decision, you're already condemned. You are already condemned. Amen? Amen? I can't serve a God that would send me to hell. Well, just go ahead and make yourself a note. You're sending yourself to hell. We're sending ourself to hell. Because this day, let me just read it. For unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen? Because he loves you so much, he sent his Son to pay for your sins. Amen? The problem's not with God. Amen? The problem's with man. Amen? We dropped the ball. It was our great, 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 great. It was our great, great grand ancestors who dropped the ball. You see what I'm saying? And when that happened, God revealed his plan right then and there for redemption. Amen? He wasn't caught off guard. He wasn't surprised. Amen? He gave Adam and Eve free will, just like he gave me and you free will. Amen? He's not going to force you to become his child. Amen? He's not going to do that. What kind of pleasure would he get out of that? Amen? He says, I choose this day. Life and death is here. You choose. You decide. Amen? But he wishes none will perish. Amen? He's a wonderful God. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God, that's good news. For the free gift of God, listen, you can't work for it. You can't earn it. You can't save up enough money to pay for it. Amen? You're not going to ride in on someone else's coattails. It is a free gift that was paid for by the Son of God when he laid down his life for you and me. All we have to do, and don't overcomplicate it. If you've thought about this, if you feel that pulling, I'm going to tell you, today's the day. Don't make it something it's not. Okay, don't say, well, I'll come back and I'll do this and I'll meet with Paul in private. And of course, you can always meet with me in private. But when I get my ducks in a row, I'm going to do this. When I get caught up, don't be ridiculous. Your ducks ain't never getting in a row this side of Jordan, man. You ain't never going to be good enough. Let's not slap this precious gift in the face. Let's not slap it away. Today is the day. There's a free gift. We repent of our sins and we accept that free gift, that most precious gift. Amen? But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can't do it on your own, but when you accept that gift, amen, Christ's Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells inside you and you are stamped, you are marked. It's like a moo cow getting branded. You belong to him. Amen? Who's excited about that free gift? That's what it's all about. You know what I mean? We are blessed. We are blessed like no one else. We've accepted that precious gift. Amen? Let's go to the next slide. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. So when you go to Bethlehem, shepherds, you're not going to see what you would consider an earthly king, all majestic, sharpening a sword, meeting with generals, or sitting on a throne. But you're going to see a baby laying in a feeding trough. And this baby is none other than the second man of the Trinity, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. Think about that. The Lamb slain before the foundations of the earth. Listen, before Adam and Eve ever partaken of that fruit, Jesus Christ had already decided, had already accepted that he would lay down his life for a fallen world. Before the foundations, before brick one was ever set up, before they pulled the chalk line out, Josh, before they got the shovel out to start working on the foundation, man, God said, this is going to happen. And I love my creation so much that I, God, I will lay down my life for these people. Are you blessed? So how come we're not like really full of joy all the time? And I'm talking to myself, you know, because I get in a pretty rotten mood a lot, you know, and I try and not let you guys know that. You know, I try and play it off best I can. No, I'm playing. God is good. I mean, I do try and play it off. But you know what? If we would really grab hold of that, man, we should like be just overflowing with joy. God died for me? For me? Think about it. You're not even that likable. You know what I'm saying? Can I get him? No, I'm playing. You guys are great. God is good. But think about it. Think about it. We're so imperfect in so many ways. We got all these flaws. You know what I mean? And it's not just your family. It's not just the people you have to work with. It's not just your friends that are flawed. Hey, guess what? You got flaws too. You know what I mean? God loves us in spite of who we are and what we've done. He said, I want to wipe that slate clean, man. You haven't done too much. You know what I mean? And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Now, this is what blows my mind right here. You know, because I pondered this. Like, why did immortal God, like the song says, there's this song going around. Sister Claudia played it for me. She's about to come up and sing it. Sister Claudia, would you come and sing the song for us? Okay. The title is something like, What a Strange Way to Save the World. What a strange way to save the world. That God himself clothed himself in human flesh, that God himself, let me say it like this, immortal God, because God cannot die. You see what I'm saying? Immortal God, who has always been, clothed himself in mortality. You see what I'm saying? He put on human flesh so he could die. All the limitations. Could you imagine being God? Jesus Christ, who was the creator of the universe. You see what I'm saying? He was there at day one. Okay? He was there in the first meeting. He was there at the committee. He was there at groundbreaking. Okay? You got a verse for that? Yeah. John 1 and verse 3. All things were made. This is talking about Jesus. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Amen. So we're talking about the creator of the universe puts himself in the limitations of a human body for 33 years, not just to be born in a manger, okay? And we love that. Not just to teach us the right way to live, with all these awesome examples and our template to follow. But in that human body, he was able to feel every single inch of those nails going into his skin. You see what I'm saying? And the crown of thorns, he felt that just like you and me would feel that. Except he had the rejection of the whole world turning their back on him. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, knew what it felt like to be betrayed by somebody he loved. He knew what it felt like to have people reject him that he cared for. Anything you've ever went through, he knows exactly how that feels. You see what I'm saying? That's another reason why he came in human flesh. So you can never say with confidence, you don't know how this feels. Because he knows exactly how it feels. He knows what it feels like to be tempted. He just never gave in to it. You know what I'm saying? He is our sacrifice, slain before the foundations of the earth. We dropped the ball. We got a debt we can't pay. We owe a debt we can't pay. But the good news this morning is he paid that debt for us. And we need to make sure that we've accepted that gift. Amen? Amen. Philippians 2 and verse 6. Who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Okay, let's just go ahead and dismiss this thing that Jesus was working towards being God. Okay, he was God and is God. In the beginning was the Word and the Word was God. You see what I'm saying? God is Jesus and Jesus is God. Blessed Trinity, 3 in 1. I can't explain it. You can't comprehend it. I can't either. You know what I'm saying? Jesus Christ has always been and always will be. Amen. Who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. Wasn't something he was reaching for. Wasn't something he was working on. But made himself as God. This is what he did for us. But made himself nothing. Taking the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of men and being found in human form. Not only did he come as a servant, not only did he come to teach us how to live, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Tell me he's wonderful this morning. I'm not talking about some clean, sterile, lethal injection, bye-bye, lights out, you're just going to fall asleep. The creator of the universe agonized on that cross for hours. He had plenty of time to think about how much he loved you. And that's what he was doing. Amen. Can I get a witness this morning? He loves each and every one of us. Don't ever doubt that you're not special to him. If you weren't special, he wouldn't have granted you life. Amen. But he picked you, he handpicked you to be on this earth. And he called you by name and he paid for your salvation. Amen. And just like the shepherds, he shines down his glory on you and said, hey, I know it might be tough right now, but I want you to know I love you. I love you. I haven't forgot about you. I want to tell you something awesome. Amen. He's good, right? Let's go to the next slide. 13, Luke 2 and 13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, now this would be super cool. Because when that first angel appeared and the glory of the Lord was all around them, it says the shepherds were, they were awestruck with fear, and me and you would be also. Amen. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. These guys are blown away by being in the presence of this angel who moments ago was in the throne room of the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? And if that wasn't enough, this literally speaks of like thousands upon thousands of angels just up here. So imagine you're out there doing the thing. You know, you're out there with the sheep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, you know, whatever they do. I'll do my research better next time. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But they're out there. And then this angel appears and they're like, whoa, never seen nothing like it. The sky is just opened up with God's glory. You know what I mean? And then multiply that by like uncountable numbers. Just and there's all these angels. And they're praising the Most High God. These angels are right here at the ground floor of God, revealing his plan of salvation for a lost and dying world. And they are giving God glory. They're stoked up. They're fired up about it. How come we can't be fired up about it this morning? Amen. That we are saved. If you got everything you ever asked for underneath the Christmas tree, if you're going to run downstairs at light speed and pull a dream come true out of the box in the morning, none of that matters, whether you get it or whether you don't. You know what I'm saying? Because today, in the city of Bethlehem, a baby was born who is Christ the Lord. Now, that's not verbatim, but that's what happened, right? Are we not blessed? Amen. But you know what? when we leave here or when we're across the way, if a kid spills some salad dressing on our shoe, we can get in a bad mood and that can ruin us for the next 2 days. I wore my special shoes to church, and Sister so-and-so couldn't watch her kids, and that's blue cheese. Blue cheese don't come out. And that can ruin your day. Man, listen, man. God is good. He laid down his life for you. Rejoice. Rejoice. We have a reason to, right? Glory to God in the highest. This is what they're saying. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. Listen, unsaved loved one this morning, whether you've been dragged here or whatever, you're here for a reason this morning. Okay, if you want peace, the Lord has peace for you. Amen. That's a blessing of membership. Like I said already, if we can have peace in our heart because Jesus Christ paid for my peace just like he paid for my sins. Amen. And I can have peace no matter what my situation or circumstances, and I have peace in my heart. I can have peace in my heart. Amen. But the big peace that he has for me is the peace of knowing. Listen up, we're almost done. The peace of knowing where I'm going when I take my last breath. That's the big thing right there. And that's what he has for us. Amen. Romans 5 and verse 1, it's right there. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, that's what happens. By faith, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sins. I turn from my sins. Well, I can't never not sin again. I'm not saying that. Of course, we all are going to blow it. But see, we're forgiven of our sins. And because we're forgiven of our sins, amen, we want to strive to be everything God's called me to be. Amen. I want to live that godly life. And he gives me strength to do that. Amen. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace. Amen. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ paid for me to have peace. He laid down his life. And so when I accept him, I never, ever, ever have to doubt where I'm going to go when I die. Amen. What a blessing. I'm talking to you guys this morning. I don't know who you are, but I know someone's in here. Today is that day to get that peace. Will you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior? No demon in hell can pry you or pull you out of his hands. What's his is his, and he don't let go. Can I get a witness? Amen. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste. That's cool right there. These shepherds, they see this, and it's amazing, and we can't even imagine it. Hollywood could not even do this justice. So when you watch that nativity movie, and you see, and it used to bother me that they went this route. If you ever watched, raise your hand, you ever seen the nativity movie? Came out a few years ago. I got a bootleg copy, I'll sell you. Nah, I'm playing, that's illegal. Meet me after church at the Circle K. No, I'm playing. I'm playing, God is good. Half off, though, because it's Christmas Eve. No, I'm playing. Okay, but anyways, if you watch the nativity movie, they just show an angel. He's just there talking, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty spectacular, kind of, sort of. He's just there, like, it's dark, and boom, there's an angel, and he's talking to me. I'm kind of glad they went that route now, because there's no way they could have done it justice. There's no way they could have done it justice, and I think that's why they went that route. Okay, but this would be the most amazing thing you have ever seen in your life. Amen? So they just see this, and with haste, they're running to see what this angel says. It's like, well, I got to go see this. They're running to see the baby Jesus. They're running to see the Messiah. Listen to me this morning. When you've had that real, genuine Christ-altering, life-changing experience by accepting Jesus Christ as the Most High God, guess what? You're going to want more and more of it. You're going to want more and more of it. Anybody here remember those days when you got saved? You're like, man, I want to go to church. When's church? I wish they had church every night. I wish I could have. Anybody ever remember that? Like, man, I want to go feel that again. I want to go to church. I might fall on the ground again, but that's okay. Well, I know what that feels like. I'll scratch that from my notes. Make sure we don't talk about that next year. I mean, they're running there, man, with haste. They're like, boom, let's go. What about the sheep? I don't know. Forget about it. They'll be fine. We're leaving the 99 to go see the one. It's kind of reversed. But anyways, God is good, right? And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby laying in a manger. Now, just like the angel said, is exactly what they saw. So when God tells you something, you can bank on it. You can write a check on it. You see what I'm saying? When you read this Bible, young believer, new believer, person that's about to give your life to the Lord, listen, if you haven't accepted Christ, the people you see around you, we didn't check our intellects at the door, okay? We don't believe in fairy tales. Well, I can't speak for everybody. I don't know. But I'm saying we're not a bunch of buffoons, okay? All right? Jesus Christ is real. What he said happened has happened, okay? And you don't want to miss out on this, okay? You want to make this decision. It's the most important decision you will ever make. And if you don't make a decision, you're still making a decision. And that's the wrong decision. Amen? But you can believe this book. Amen? Because the God of the universe, amen, who keeps this planet from flying in the sun, who keeps, because God holds everything together. How do atoms stay together? Because God wants them to, right? The same God that keeps this universe exactly how it needs to be for this little planet floating in space to have life on it is the same God that says, I want this book to stay the way I want it to stay. This is the manual for my children's life. Amen. And they go to it. Amen. This is the specifications. Like you got the little book that I never keep the book. I want to keep the book in my car that comes with the car, but I always get secondhand cars. And before too long, I don't have the book no more. And Rachel's like, well, what does the book say? I said, I don't know where the book is. I don't have the book. But see, we have the book. We have the book. Yeah, give them some praise. We have the book. So as a believer, my sins are washed away. He has peace for me. Amen? And whatever I'm going through, whatever kind of question I have, it's like, boom, here it is. Here it is. Now he expects me to take him up on what it says. That'll be a sermon in the future. God is good, right? The shepherds said to one another, I already read that, and they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph. Next slide. Man, praise was awesome. Yeah. Man, God is so good. I love all you people so much. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Luke 2 and 17. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. That's another side effect of having that real, genuine one-on-one experience with Jesus Christ. Not only do you want to be around his people and around his good book more and more and more when you've had that genuine connection, but you can't hold it in. You know, you remember those days, anybody? When you got to talk about it? So these guys are like real deal evangelists for the baby Jesus, spreading it. Hey, the Messiah has been born. Get off of me, shepherd. Unclean, nasty. They went around spreading that good news, and they told Mary and Joseph. Amen? Okay. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Not everybody's going to accept that good news. Okay. But listen, if you're here today, you're here because the Lord has called you to make that decision. Amen? Are y'all with me? But Mary treasured up all these things. Isn't that precious? But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. So the shepherds come running up. Maybe it was four of them. Maybe it was 20 of them. Who knows? Well, what does nativity scene have? What do you got in your front yard? Because we'll go with that. Who knows how many of these shepherds were? But here's Mary and the baby and Joseph. And here come the shepherds. And the shepherds are like, hey, we just saw this. And that was awesome. And then we got scared. And then this happened, which was really freaky. And we know that baby is the Messiah. What did that happen? What did that happen? How would you feel if you were little Mary and Joseph and you just went through a crazy, crazy chain of events? You know what I mean? What a journey to Bethlehem. And then the baby comes and they're all alone. No midwife, no family. Who even knows if their family may have disowned them by now? But here they are in a strange place. It was months and months ago when the angels first told them, hey, this child is the Messiah. Hey, this is going to happen. See, God knows what you're going through. Amen. God will never leave you or forsake you. Unbeliever, those of you that have not made that commitment, when you accept Jesus Christ, he is that friend that will never leave you. He will be there. See, he's just confirming to Mary and Joseph, hey, I'm still with you. Hey, we're still sticking with the plan. Okay, I'm sorry it's not exactly how you would have thought it would have went down, but has any of this really been? You know what I mean? I got big plans for that kid. I'm not going to abandon you. I haven't forgot about you. So as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, do you hear me this morning? You are never alone. From that point on, now, one of the ways he gives you peace is he is always with us. That is the big peace giver right there. You have a friend that is a faithful friend like no other. Amen. He sent this group of shepherds just to encourage this little couple. You know, hey, that's the Messiah. Oh my gosh. Mary pondered this. Think of the peace and the joy and the strength because she had to be so tired and so weak. I've never given birth to a child, but I've seen it done several times. I know it ain't no cakewalk. You know what I'm saying? So this is God's way of just saying, hey, that was awesome. Good job, kiddo. Is he not good? Proverbs 18 and verse 24. Oh, you got it. A man of many companions may come to ruin. Is that not true? That is so true. You can have a multitude of acquaintances. You can be the most popular cat in town. That does not mean people are going to have your back when you need them. And that does not mean they're going to give you sound, godly advice. You know what I'm saying? But as a believer in the Most High God, as someone who has accepted that most precious gift, you have a friend that will never leave you or forsake you. When your best friend turns his back on you, when people you thought would never reject you, amen, or do you wrong, walk out on you, or you feel like you've never had anybody to reject you because ain't no one ever been there. God says, I've been there. I've been there, and let's go deeper in this walk. Amen. He's calling on you this morning. I'll never leave you. Amen. I'll stick closer to you than a brother. That's a real friend, ain't it? I got one of my brothers here. I got Mikey. Mikey Rod. Everyone give Mikey Rod a hand. He's my blood relative, and you know what, man? You're supposed to be able to count on blood. Mikey is not that way. No, I'm playing. No. No, I'm playing. I'm fine. Everything's cool. Settle down. No, I can count on my brother Michael for anything. He'll be there in a moment's notice. You know, but Jesus Christ says, I'm closer than that. The closest possible thing you think you can rely on, you can't even imagine how awesome I'll be for you. Just let me in. Amen? So I want to invite you right now. I'm not going to do no trickery, no games, no hijinks. I'm not going to ask you to look down. But if you have not made that decision and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, man, it's Christmas Eve. What an awesome day to let him rule and reign in your heart. Amen. Let's make that decision and all heaven will rejoice and we're going to be proud of you. And we'd like to welcome you into this little church family. But if you've already accepted Christ and you feel like there's some things you need to give to the Lord, then let's just do that right now. If you want to come up, I'll pray with you. If you want to pray amongst yourselves, then pray amongst yourselves. However, if you're accepting Christ for the first time, I would strongly urge you to come up here and let us pray for you. Father God, we love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your anointing.